Like to tectonic plate. The shift that caused an earthquake. You're standing in the epicenter that the shaking began. The shaking starts here.
Let the shake
and brother
begin.
King Paradigm.
Shake it begin.
Call me shape-shifting.
Shake it begin.
Shape of things
shake
that come.
Shake it begin.
Instant replays of plays to come came. Went time well spent. Brother, can you paradigm?
Go back in another
shake.
Body.
Shape shifting.
Do the dirty work.
The shifting like the tectonic place that caused the earth to quake.
So anyway, back to the ETs again. Excuse me, my body's trying to dry up. It's chapped all the time. Wake up every couple hours and my mouth, I can't talk or anything. It's so dry and it's like it's clay that's drying and becoming solid. Anyway, something was bothering me. I had to get rid of it. I know when I do that, I make funny faces. I can't help it.
Yeah, it's okay, Jay.
I've been like that forever. It's what's natural to me when I do it. That's all. Crack the hell out of that one. Anyway, ETs. So they're going to start around Honeymoon Cay organizing things, and then it'll start happening everywhere. You'll be seeing a lot of ships that go from south of Miami, and sometimes from Miami, just to get the attention. Go from our location north to Miami, and then go out at Miami Port to the Bahamas. Sometimes we'll go from where we're at to go straight there to bring the supplies, and then on the way back, we go to Miami and then south. And as we hit to Miami, there'll be one, maybe three, four, five different smaller UFOs with us, just hanging there. People be going by in boats, right by and look and say, what? The name of the foundation's going to be on the boat, and it'll be there, so people will know. People, this stuff is late happening. They were supposed to show themselves at the end of 2018. Because that didn't happen when I said it was going to. A lot of people would think, well, that guy's chased full of crap. Well, that's natural. You can't blame them, and so what? No one knows everything anyway, and things change all the time. I never knew it was going to have such a hard time to get out of here. Apparently, I can't see because what I am inside is actually arrows. It's not.
Yeah. Aan de andere kant is vrijwel voor de helft ook door anderen gespeeld.
was in school and you went to spelling bees name and bees and they asked you, spell the word happy, and you said H-A-P-P-Y. You know what I'm saying? Like, you were actually casting spells, and they were teaching you grammar. You know what I'm saying? Which equates to grimoire. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is that some of y'all didn't, you know, they was just using you as a conductor to boost your energy and help them get their little rituals off the ground.
That's all school is. That's all it is.
The origin of these words. And how, you know, you can really get benefit from these words and how certain words are harmful, all right? And so, you know, that's one of the things that you infinitely want to study when you're in the fourth and fifth dimension, and you are in the fourth and fifth dimension right now. Earth, Gaia, Earth is in the fourth and fifth dimension. All that 3D shit is over with. If you niggas ain't seeing magical elements in your reality, it's something wrong. You know what I'm saying? You need to do something to change more people and places and things in your life, or create more people, places, and things in your life. I just recently did a video called Energy Signatures and Energy Codes. You need to do some energy work, nigga, and put some codes out there and change the people, places, and things in your life. Because I did the video, and I gave you the science on the video. I gave you the science. I said, you are responsible for the people, places, and things in your life, period. I wanted 5 people to star in my video, and I manifested. I just did the energy work. I said, I want 5 people to star in my video. I want this, I want that.
I believe in my special mission.
I
understand there's more out there. And I know that there's other people out there. And they try to mislead the general population.
Surface shots of Mars.
They got them running around, following the wrong history. They don't know it enough to listen to themselves.
Starving
and they sure enough can't
walking across the surface of Mars.
No. Come time to learn something special about a spook or an E.T. You knew what all along, Shadow Man, you could have been, man, I wish you would have been. Listen to me.
Sudden people start coming up. Network with them, he's doing a video. 5 people end up in the video. You know what I'm saying? Like, I did the energy work, that energy preceded me, and it was all happening. You know, sometimes, like, I went from a size 40 waist to a size 36 waist. Real.
Yo, it was kind of chunky to me. Y'all just like eating dogs. You got a lot when it comes to what you eat, man. You was fat kid. Maybe some troubles in that willpower.
Your special admission.
But hey, using
that as a reference, Jimmy, you know, because
we use
other things like geological change.
You got geological change.
Planet Earth going
through all manner, every kind of eggs and beans. But it's gonna be. You're gonna be ready, you're gonna be a steward of the new world. Let's see you sound good, let's see if you can really pull it off and do it to it when push comes shove. And the light from up above ain't so chock full of kindness and love. Nah, man, that's straight. You've been playing for a fool. Man is coming back and he's judging you.
So a lot of these sites are interesting, Jimmy, to realize that we can see astronomical alignments, but the geological change also gives us a time reference that might be accurate.
Apocalypse. Happened in 2013 when people should have stopped making videos and posting them to make people take their energy and put it away and then go in front of a glowing box that harvests it for the most demonic purposes imaginable and even beyond imagination, man. You know what I'm talking about? It ain't nothing nice. But that's what the Dark Lord was up and doing. But he stopped talking to folks in 2014 when folks should have started really thinking about getting offline. And if it is, you're still living your life on the glowing box of death, man, it's too friggin' late. You seriously, Jackson. This 2020.
Real life, true story. I went from a size 40 waist to a size 36 waist.
Wow.
in less than 1 week, like in a few days.
But you only like 5'6".
My new affirmation is I have a high metabolism. I have a high metabolism, and my body is perfect. Women love my body. I'm irresistible. I'm lovable. I'm $1 billion worth of energy. And I instantly, simultaneously manifest whatever it is that I desire to simultaneously and instantly manifest. I'm an infinite supply of all of my wants and needs. I infinitely have a supply of everything that I want and everything that I need. I just start using different affirmations. And since I've been using these affirmations, you know, I went from a size. Listen, I'll show you.
Whoa, buddy. That's like the Subway ads.
Yo, Fearless, recorded in 87, the last BDP song produced by Scott LaRock.
I've got the time.
I went from a size.
You got the time.
I went from a size 40.
Size 40, that's
am I supposed to stand here? These bright lights, I'll probably get a 10.
40 waist.
Scott, turn up the master so I can hear and talk faster. I'm the blast master, cause I'm blasted. I know a lot of y'all are shocked that I've lasted. But blast master is a subtitle. KRS-One is more vital, and more lethal, and more vicious. As the suckers always say, he just dissed us. He got a problem. Yo, he's conceited. I'm not conceited. They just couldn't beat it. Cause when I'm in a club, I like to mingle. Seconds later, they're playing that single. Loud as a collision and pumped up dramatically. so the people in the place will automatically time it, and dance right behind it. Those that have it on tape will rewind it. It's not surprising, we rock parties. Anywhere, anyone, anybody. Anybody. Some sound shoddy, like cardboard, but I'm blessed. Praise the Lord, you see, I like to study. I like money. I like eating wheat bread with honey. But to none of these am I addicted. I like to remain free and unafflicted with the sickness of attachment. The material road of entrapment. That with this road become weak. They can't think. They can't speak. Unself-sufficient. Cause they're leeching. I'm not dissing. I'm simply teaching. Well, if you notice, not once have I said Scott's name to gain fame. See, it's a shame that they're blinded. If they had a piece of paper, I'd sign it. That's called an autograph. This is called a class. I've only come to educate the mass of young people. To this, there's no sequel, just a message. Be peaceful and loving, but not a sucker. And stay away from negative motherfuckers. They only pull you down with their hate. But wait, here's something to meditate.
You got the time.
Downrating statements you always seem to make. You never wanna create, cause we boys, you don't affiliate yourself with, cause you claim it's not a gift to execute the rhyme on time without a shift. You only utter negativity, never productivity for the B-boy talent or B-boy productivity. Yet when all the currency comes in tax free, you wanna see me? My name is Chris, and now you're guessing this. I got X-ray vision, and I'm looking through your game. It's the same, what a shame. Now take aim on what I shall obtain. Absolute respect from your con, cause now you know it. I'm Blastmaster KRS-One, short for poet. I do not read the paper, I read the dictionary. Cause nuclear destruction and AIDS just doesn't scare me. The girls be looking sweeter, the cops be looking meaner. Counting bigger gunner, bigger gunner for fun, for fun. Could realize this, you won't be called a toy. But yeah, I'll be boy, and I know you'll enjoy. Just cooling out without a doubt. Living life a little different, yeah, different, never innocent. With a little diligence, I am only 20 yet here's my present level. Just one of the Boogie Down production crew rebels. Our reputation grows as the music gets vicious. I will succeed while you suckers make wishes. Time and time again, I'll prove to be exciting. While time and time again, you'll prove to be biting. I need no judge, no jury, no lawyers. With DJ Scott La Rock, better known as the Destroyer.
That's one of the greatest hits. I had double beats throwing some shit up against the wall.
yours is blue.
Patient this whole time, and all I see is two big fucking young people. Yeah, fucking shrimp. That made me want to puke, you know? Because you're gonna be calm. You gotta take everything into account and say, hey, buddy, you have to say slightly with a scowling tone. And then when on the Seinfeld show, the thing that comes around and good is when the guys talk about sports and swimming. We'll be right back.
been listening to Space Plane CKUT 90.3. You hear some original cassette tape music done by me, the host of the show, Tony E. Every Tuesday night from midnight till 2 a.m. I'm singing it. If this was a cafe with breakfast, I would be singing it. You got the eggs in there. This is pretty much just about it for you, boy. I hope you enjoy your show. And all your youngin', Uncle Banjo!
Self God. All the deities have to work for their position. They weren't just born God. They have to accumulate energy from being all the species. That's just like even your human body. You're superior to the animals because you was once every animal. was the trick before. You was all of that shit. That's why you see all of that shit in your human disposition. And if you want to become a god, you got to experience everything in one incarnation as a human to become a god. You got to deify yourself. You're not given the status of a god. So by the time we get to Sumerian, you start learning about the Sumerian gods, Lord Anu Supreme, which was the supreme god above all the gods in Sumeria, and then his two sons. His two sons was in Enki and Enlil. Enki was first born, but he was born, it was a marriage between Lord Anu and an Anunnaki woman. I mean, and a reptilian woman. That's how you know that the Draco star system is way harder than the Sirius sun. The Draco star system is way harder than the Sirius sun. Because Ceres, Queen Ceres, or that sun that you see up there, Queen Ceres is an offspring from the Draco star system. It's an offspring from the Draco star system, if you think about it. Because just like the Earth is an offspring from the sun that you see up there, the actual Queen Ceres star, that sun, that feminine sun, is an offspring from the Draco star system. And I know that that's hard to conceive, but I'm telling you, the Draco star system been around a long ass time. A long time. They just pop up into the same time that they pop up. Like, the only difference between their technology and the Anunnaki's technology is that the Anunnaki's technology, they can move their star systems around. So that's how sophisticated, you know, like right now we know that Orion is where Orion is. You know what I'm saying? We know that Ceres is where Ceres is, even though things constantly move in the universe. Where Ceres is today is where Pleiades is today. So 50 quadrillion billion years from now, Pleiades is going to be where Ceres is today. And Ceres is the farthest star system in the Milky Way galaxy.
It means to say Sirius, not Ceres. Is it Ceres, like C-E-R-E-S, or Sirius? Damn, fool! It's hella cosmic alien talk. Ram pulled encryptions and codes. 3196, 3196, 3196!
You know what I'm saying?
So
everything moves. Pleiades gonna go where Orion is, and Orion
where is that place
to where Ceres is. You know what I'm saying? And so as these star systems get more energy, they move further into the cosmos. But when you say, man, I'm not a motherfucking Aetherian, Palladian, Assyrian, Ceres, I ain't none of that shit. I'm me. When you say that, then you rise above all those star systems. And that's what the 144,000 is about.
Fantastical operations. Is that what it is? Yeah, fantastic operations. No deletions. We get it right back. We take no vacation from the fantastic operations. And we don't take no vacation from fantastic operations. Oh, shit.
Hey, what's the matter?
Oh, shit, dude.
What's happened to you, man?
I think I'm having a space plane flashback! Channel it's been between with me.
I got a girl more. The more peaches, tuna pink, the more. Peaches, tuna pink, the more. Next time, peaches, more. The more hot bread ladies on the floor. Hot bread ladies on the floor. This is what makes my band roar. Very well, there's a line. Very well, Miss Dandelion, I'm going back to Baltimore. Peaches, tuna, pink, the more. Peaches, tuna, pink, the more. Next happening in Baltimore. Very well, Miss Dandelion. Very well, Miss Dandelion, I'm going back to Baltimore. Charlestown girls hit mighty bold. Charlestown girls hit mighty bold. Passing gate and panel toll. I got a girl in Baltimore. I got a girl in Baltimore. Street car running right by door. Very well, Dandelion. Very well, Miss Dandelion, I'm going back to Baltimore. Charlestown girls hit mighty bold. Charlestown girls hit mighty bold. Pass the gate and pay no toll.
Charleston girls are what now?
Charlestown girls. Charlestown girls hit mighty bold. Pass the gate and pay no toll. Charlestown girls.
Well, let me ask you this. Your parents were slaves then, right?
Uh-huh, yes, sir. They're slaves. Uh-huh. I didn't get none of that.
Well, now in our area, a lot of the black people and working in fields still sing songs when they work.
Well, I declare. Well,
did they ever do that in this area when they worked?
Well, my daddy would sing some. Yes, he did.
When
he worked, yes, sir, he did.
Do you recall any of the songs they used to sing?
Well,
here?
What I was singing there, you know, and Miss Lucy Neal and Cotton Field and Very Well Dandelion and different things, you know. Of course, I've been forgot a whole lot of what they did sing. Yeah,
Did they do any songs when they worked in the fields? Was there anything when they worked in rows and fields?
Well, I can't remember that now.
Yeah.
Of course, when I grew up, the white and the colors were working together in the fields. When I was a young fellow growing up, you know. And they'd be talking around us like that, you know.
Yeah.
Didn't do much singing. So my daddy done a lot of singing when he worked by himself.
Well, let me ask you this. When you were growing up, and what type, did you always live around here and work around here?
Uh-huh, live around here all my life.
Can you remember any of the other songs your father did?
And my father did.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, well, going down to town, he played that going down to town and played going down to town and Miss Lewis and Neil down the cotton field. They're calling it Long Home Cindy now. People don't call it Long Home Cindy.
Could you?
Miss Lewis and Neil down the cotton field.
Could you sing that for me?
Well, maybe I could pick a little bit up to see how it is going.
I know my origin, I come from the star system, but that don't mean, nigga, I am that star system, and that's it, period. Just intel, when you find out certain cosmic energies inside of your vessel came from certain kind of star systems, then that's when it just gives you more intel on your power. the shit that you can do. Like the Palladians. The Palladians can do a number of different things. The Palladians do mind control. They do mind control. They can fly. They can levitate. And they can move shit with their minds. They're mental beings. They can do anything with their mind. They can move a whole mountain with their mind. They're masters of seduction and trickery. All that shit. You know what I'm saying? They control the mind. All of the telekinesis shit, psychic abilities, all that shit. That's Palladian shit. Their technology is raw too. You know what I'm saying? But they not as raw as the reptilians. The reptilians can do everything that you can think of. Besides some shit that the Anunnaki know that they can't do. But because the Anunnaki can't, you can't just look up and say that's where the Anunnaki live. You can't. You know, no one knows where they live because their technology is so advanced that they don't have to stay in one place. They can travel through any in and out of different verses, universes, inner verses, outer verses, and all that shit because they don't have to stay up. So like you can look up there and say, oh, that's Orion. You know Orion gonna be there for a long ass time. You can't look up at Nibiru and say that's a Nibiru. Nigga, that might be Nibiru right now, and you might not ever see Nibiru again within a few seconds. You know, and it might be almost half of quadrillion years of incarnations before you see Nibiru again in the Milky Way galaxy. You can't, they're not stable. So by just seeing that they can move around like that so quickly through the universe lets you know how much energy they got, and it gives you a little bit of intel into and some perspective into how expanded their technology is, how raw they, how advanced they shit is, you know? But just because they got a little sophistication don't mean that the Dracolians ain't that advanced. Nigga, the Dracolians is raw. Like super advanced beings. The Dracolian star system, them reptilians is real advanced because they can go to war. They can go to war with the Anunnaki and win. No one can go to war with the Anunnaki and win. But they can go to, they not gonna win the war, but they'll win a few motherfucking battles. They'll win a few battles. They can go to war with the Anunnaki. That's why with Lord Anu, see, Lord Anu do one thing. When the Nibiru show up, it's like a bad karma being returned to your ass. And we don't believe in bad karma. We don't believe. See, as Anunnaki, we got so much shit to where we created the laws of karma. So that shit don't even apply to us. We the elites. You know what I'm saying? We got all type of shit to where we know how to avoid karma and cheat karma and manipulate certain kind of energy so that karma debt don't bounce off of us. We got a little technology to where I'll make you inherit my karmic debt. You know what I'm saying? Like, we got technologies. So that karma shit don't apply to us. But other motherfuckers who don't really know how to avoid karma or cheat karma, that shit might apply to them. But the Dracolians, they can fight. They're sophisticated enough to fight the Anunnaki. They can. I'm serious because Lord Anu, when I show up, I just destroy shit. I either show up to build or destroy. I'm not showing up to have fun. Get away from me, but that's still consciousness. 3196. Hey! My internet works completely fine. Ethernet works completely fine. 3196. We
got to start programming the program handlers. You're God now. You've already given birth to the God mentality. You in your God body, right? You've already given birth to the goddess mentality. You in your God body, right? You goddess, right? Then how you gonna have mind control handlers over you vamping on your essence and your life force when you God? That don't even make no logical sense for me. Let alone right brain shit that we own. That's not magical, mystical to be God, but still controlled by a servant. These niggas is your servants. If you got anybody peasant, parasitic, if you got any mind control program handlers around you, at this point, you should be the nigga. You, if you call yourself God, show and prove it then. Yeah, y'all was waiting for Dark Lord to come back, and that y'all thought the Dark Lord, the new Dark Lord videos was gonna be nice. Y'all was thinking that the new Dark Lord videos was gonna be peaceful. You was thinking that the new Dark Lord videos was gonna be happy. This ain't a happy situation.
You better believe that you kill your shy.
It's your servants now. If you got, then the handlers are your servants. You know what I'm saying?
Hey man, let them do their thing. They don't serve me though.
That's what you gotta show and prove to me.
A spray bottle with tiger's eye in it, and I put sea salt water in it. I
put sea salt water in it because the sea salt water, what it does is it repels against all demonic and cosmic energies around me. And I heard some activity going outside my window. So I said, fuck that. Let me get up, open up both windows, all my windows, spray some fucking, some of my repellent here. I'll show you.
I gotta see this.
Every ghost, every bad energy, all of that shit.
Whoa.
All of that shit is gone when you start spraying this spray right here. Get you a little bottle. Put some sea salt in it and throw your crystal in there. Now, Mo Rhymes got the quartz crystal, the rose quartz dealing with love, and then Lady Yo-Yola got the rose quartz dealing with love. I got that tiger's eye. I'm on their ass with this, repelling against the evil eye, repelling against low vibrational energy, psychic vampires, and all that shit. I'll be on my tiger's eye gang for real, yo. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, that's what that is. But all of that, the shit is over. If y'all thinking that you got to do
so much for
your mama anything, you need to start taking their power. You need to start programming them. Do you hear what I'm saying? You need to start ordering them around, and they need to become your servants. It's just like
I program them to walk off into the ocean and not to meet the people living in cities in the sea. And not with swimming gear.
Y'all don't hear me though.
Space plane!